Robin Beasley for 98.9 MyFM and Oldies 99.7. I have in studio here with me Port Dover Legion President Walter Breen and the Public Relations Officer of the Port Dover Legion, Nancy Kimmons. Thank you guys both so much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Robin.
So we are highlighting our local legions this week, and one thing that everybody knows about the Port Dover Legion these days, you guys are killing it on Facebook. Your Facebook game is strong. You guys are gaining followers. You're gaining traction and engagement. So tell me a little bit about the decision to kind of get a little bit different with how you use social media.
To be perfectly honest, I was wandering through the club room one day and a member said to me, "Hey, Nance, why don't you do the Facebook?" And that's how it started. And I guess it was just my ideas and my thoughts about how Facebook should be and how it needs to be fun. You need to have something all the time. It has to be relevant and timely and right there and fun.
And fun while still managing to keep within, you know, the Legion branding.
Branding, protocols. You have to keep all of that relevant. You know, it's all relevant. We're there supporting the community, the vets, etc. But we're having fun doing it, and we need to bring the people in to recognize that and to keep it fun.
And have you been noticing it working? Like, are your page followers going up?
When I took over, we had less than 500. I'm at 2,500 page followers now. I've got a lot of back and forth and everything, and it's really a lot of fun, and I do it because it's fun. When the Walters of the world take the fun away, I'll stop.
Do you think maybe you'll branch out with your social media use? You know, there's all the kids these days, they're on the Instagram.
I do have Instagram. I don't see me doing TikTok. I do have the Legion on Instagram. I admit it. I often forget to cross post to Instagram. I do focus mostly on, you know, and it's a part of my day. I get up in the morning and I'll throw together a few posts, and sometimes I time them so they hit, you know, not all at once. So during the day, every few hours, something new will come up, but to make sure that the week ahead is covered in a timely manner and fun and something that engages everyone. So a reason to come back and look, because if it's boring, I'm not looking.
This is true, but you said you don't think we'll see you doing any TikTok dances in the Legion anytime soon?
No, I don't know. You know, maybe the grandkids could help me out on TikTok, but...
So in addition to your use of Facebook and Instagram, social media, you know, something else that makes the Port Dover Legion unique is the fact that you guys are, obviously, in Port Dover. So Friday the 13th, that's a big deal for you guys.
Yes, Friday the 13th is a very extremely good day for our Legion, especially the 12th, which is Locals Night. The locals come out and really support us well. And there is some out-of-town people who still come to Locals Night and help out. We have really great bands that come and play for us. And everybody seems to have a great time. But the 13th, people come in droves. They come and go all day long, almost all night. So, yeah, it's been very, very good for us.
Yeah, you guys are quite the happening spot on Friday the 13th, that's for sure. So now, also another thing, you guys recently, you know, before the mics were on, we were talking, you, in the last few years, you changed up executives, you know, the group changed, who the people in charge changed. What kind of changes have you guys seen since, I believe you said it was 2018?
No, we actually started the new executive June 1st, 2019. That's when we took over. And the first week we were in there, I said to the first vice, I said, "Gary, I'd like you to start bringing bands in, because the Legion really didn't bring that many bands in." And he says, "Okay, well," he says, "when would you like to start?" I said, "This Sunday." He says, "We just got in Tuesday." I said, "Okay, let's do it for the following Sunday." So he laughed at me, and following Sunday, he had bands in, and we've been going strong ever since.
And so what else have you kind of noticed that doing these different activities, have you seen any increases in, you know, volunteers and membership?
Yes, membership has really gone up. When we started, we were 295 people. Right now, I believe we're over 640. Volunteers come and go. We do have a good group of volunteers right now, a lot of great people, and we're always looking for more. And one of our major objectives over the past few years that we've been an executive together, we wanted to push for a more youthful way of keeping the Legion vibrant. And that has worked really well for us because we're getting a lot of younger members in and younger members who are also volunteering to help keep the Legion moving forward.
And now if somebody wants to join the Port Dover Legion, either as a member or as a volunteer, how do they go about doing that?
You can come into the Legion anytime from 11:30 to 8, Monday to Friday, Saturday the same time. Just ask one of the bar stewards, whoever's on, for an application. You take your application home, you fill it out, bring it back, and our membership chairman, John Bezek, will push it through for them.
And now you mentioned your Sunday matinees, which are going great. What other kinds of events do you guys do at the Port Dover Legion?
Saturday afternoons, we have the meat roll, which goes from 3:30 to 5:30. Monday nights, we have the Dart League. We have the Euchre League Wednesday nights. And Wednesday afternoon, we have Senior Euchre. Thursday nights, we have open darts from 7 o'clock. We just finished having Catch the Ace. That was one, so we'll be starting that again in January. So, and we do a lot of celebrations of life. We rent out our auditorium hall for our celebrations of life, birthday parties, things like that. And people just seem to be jumping on board and coming in and doing what they can to help support the Legion.
And your dinners, they're very popular, and that also involves the Ladies Auxiliary.
Yes, the Ladies Auxiliary have it one Thursday. They have three different meals that they do every second Thursday. The branch itself does haddock fish dinner, and that goes over very, very well. And the Ladies Auxiliary, those ladies are phenomenal. Their cooking is great. So please come out and give them a chance and see how much you would like those meals.
And people can stay tuned and up to date on what you're doing, of course, by visiting the Facebook page.
Yes, thanks to Nancy Gimmons, PRO. She's a phenomenal lady. She's great. I don't think there's anybody in Norfolk County or in Ontario that can do a job as good as she can.
Thank you, Ollie.
You're welcome.
And now, this past summer, you guys started something kind of new for you guys, a bike night. How'd that go?
Bike nights were phenomenal. Very, very good. This is the first year we've done it. It was brought to me by Helen Jevons, and she and her helpers, they just went to town. The bikers came in like crazy. They spent money, they loved the music that we got from them, and they just seemed to have a great time. Actually, through all the funds that were made through Bike Night, the bikers donated $1,680 to one of the Port Dover young men. His name is Owen Belinsky, who is representing Canada in the World Softball Championships in Mexico this month. So along with that, the Ladies Auxiliary stood up, and they put another $1,000 in. So the young man is going to be able to get $2,680 to go to Mexico and represent Canada. He is a Port Dover boy. He grew up in Port Dover. He's done a lot of his sports and activities in Port Dover. And he's always very well represented Port Dover in all his athletic abilities. So we're wishing him all the best of luck and hope he brings that cup home to Canada.
And that's happening this month.
Yes, I believe it's happening around the 18th or 19th of this month.
That is definitely exciting, and obviously the Port Dover Legion, you guys will be tuning in, you know, watching it anywhere you can and cheering them on.
Oh, absolutely. We just had a photo shoot with them this morning, so hopefully that'll go over good in the Maple Leaf.
And now, obviously, we've got Remembrance Day coming up at the end of the week. So what have you guys, you know, got going on for anybody who obviously doesn't know?
We have our ceremony at the Cenotaph in Port Dover. That'll be, I think, very well receptive, and everybody's invited back to the Legion to have a little bit of soup and a little bit of a munchies and just enjoy themselves and get some comradeship and get to meet other people and hopefully enjoy themselves for the rest of the day and have a good remembrance of our comrades who gave all their sacrifice, gave everything they could. Some couldn't make it back and some did, but we have to remember all of them. And that's what the Legion's about.
With that said, why would you say it is important for people to attend Remembrance Day ceremonies?
Just for the remembrance of the comrades, those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, those who helped us be where we are today. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. The amount of courage and bravery that they had, we should do our best to respect what they did for us. And I think that has a lot to say about the Legion.
And is there anything else that you want to say about the Port Dover Legion, about Remembrance Day, veterans, anything else, a message that you want to send out to the community?
Please come and support us. We do a lot for the community, but without the community, we can't give back to the community. So if you come out and support us, become members, become volunteers, whatever you can do, the Legion needs you, we want you, and we look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. And thank you both for joining us here today. I know it's a busy time for the Legions.
Thank you very much for having us, Robin.
Thank you, Robin.